Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
Welcome to day 16 of the 28 days of self-love.
Yesterday, we talked about saying no to yourself and setting internal boundaries. And so naturally, I want to flip the script here and talk about saying yes to ourselves and the power behind saying yes to ourselves, that there is so much opportunity for growth and learning if we can just push ourselves out of our comfort zone and start saying yes. For me, I have to think of the podcast. I mean, I almost didn't do this. I've been doing Wellish for 3 years now. And when I did it, I was so excited to start it, but I felt like, you know what, maybe I have to have a bigger platform. Who would want to listen to me? You know, all of the excuses that you can think of in your head for like, why not to do it? People are going to judge me, whatever. But at the end of the day, like I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. And even though I wasn't ready, you know, I had no idea what I was supposed to do. I just bought a couple mics on Amazon and plugged it into GarageBand on my Apple computer that I've had since high school and chugged away. You know what I mean? And it's developed from there. And now I have talked to countless amount of experts and professionals that are in the wellness industry. I have more friends. I have different connections. I love connecting with other people on the internet that think like me. I think that's been so wonderful, knowing that there's like-minded people out there. And, you know, honestly, even at the end of the day, if nobody listened to the podcast, if it didn't have one listener, I'd be taking my own advice. All right. Like I'm out here. I have to practice what I preach. A, B, like I'm saying things and like I can give advice, but I don't always know how to take it. And so when I listen back to the episode that literally happened on the No Yet episode, I started the fucking rule list in my phone because I'm like, damn, bitch, that's a good idea, you know? And so just as a means of even being able to help myself. So my point being that it's so easy to go the easy route and say no to things that are scary or whatever your situation is, but the yes can open up so many doors for you that don't have to be anything crazy, but it just opens up doors in your mind, different ways of thinking, different ways for you to experience life. And it's just, it's so fun and it's so good. And obviously we can see that if we didn't push ourselves to say yes, there would be so many things in our lives that we wouldn't have today. So focusing on that idea and trying to incorporate more yeses into our day-to-day life. I think one of the first things that I think of when I want to understand why we hesitate to say yes, because, you know, we all know that feeling, like not knowing what to do, is, you know, fear of failure, worrying about not being good enough or making mistakes and what you're going to be perceived as and how other people will view that failure, what that means for you in your life. If this doesn't work, what the fuck else am I going to try? Like, I'm running out of ideas here. So I think that, you know, that creates a little bit of hesitancy, or you're stuck in the comfort zone trap, you know, like what you're doing now is good and you're happy and you don't want to try to like go out and experience other things. I am 100,000% so guilty of the comfort zone trap, you know, let that be, you know, my fucking full-time job. Like I've been there for several years. Hopefully nobody, my boss doesn't listen to this, but hopefully like I don't love it. You know what I mean? I do like my job. I love the people I work with. It's so easy and it's so, you know, it's it's just so like routine and it's not demanding. It's very laid back. My boss is wonderful. You know, he's very understanding and he like treats people like people. We have such a tight knit office. So like there's barely any people. There's so many. I work from home. I can travel. I can live other places. I can spend all this time with my cats while I have them in my life. And so I just like, I think of all of these reasons why I love to do this, but it is very, I'm trapped in my comfort zone. And so it's so easy to fall into what we know and what we're familiar with. And being okay with that and finding the good in that. But sometimes you know in your heart that there's more out there for you and you're just not ready to leave that comfort zone and say yes to making a change. You second guess yourself into inaction. You know, you spend so much time overthinking and in self-doubt that you aren't making moves in your life because, you know, let it be like past reasons we've talked about, like you're waiting for like the perfect moment or, you know, just that like your fear of failure, you don't know what your life will look like, fear of the unknown, whatever it is, you're overthinking and second guessing yourself. And so you're not allowing yourself to move forward. And just like worrying how others will perceive your choices, that fear of judgment, fear of how you will be showing up in the world and what people's opinions will be and what people would say about you. And it's honestly sometimes not even about like people talking shit. It's just like straight up their opinion. And like you want to reflect this version of yourself that you're really proud of and like that you want people to have this certain idea of who you are in their mind. And when you're acting not in alignment with the way that you want to be perceived, it's upsetting, you know, and you want to make sure that people like you and all of these things. So a lot of that can get in the way to saying yes. Okay, so saying yes gives me more opportunities in life, sure, but how does that get me to self-love? Essentially, one of the big things is saying yes to things builds confidence. It goes back to the idea of self-trust, which we talked about in the confidence episode about how important self-trust is in order to gain confidence. And essentially, when you go out and you say yes to things that are out of your comfort zone or that are scary or that you don't really want to do, you feel this sense of pride after you've done it, even if it's something small. Like, for example, my mom went to a Buddhist temple the other day that's in our neighborhood, and it's been there our whole lives. She's always talked about going, but she had no idea what she was walking into, fully out of her comfort zone, different religion than she's ever known, different people than she's ever known. She's going fully by herself. So like, that's totally scary, but she did it and she enjoyed it. And it was less at that point about what she actually experienced in the Buddhist temple and more about the fact that she was like, I said yes to myself and I did it. I followed through with that. And that act, that action of doing things and setting in your mind that you want to say yes to something and following through and trying it and trusting yourself to be capable of handling that situation in the best way that you can builds so much confidence. Not to mention that it expands your life, you know, like you meet new people, you have new possibilities, you experience new places. It just makes your life so much more broad when you say yes to more things because you are, you know, having to go out and do stuff. I remember when I worked for my school newspaper in college, I was a campus life writer for a little while. And like, in order to be a campus life writer, I had to go and experience campus life and go to events and interview people and all of this stuff. And I got to do so many things at my university that I would not have done if I was just, you know, hanging out like I did the rest of the time. But because I wrote for the paper and because I wrote for campus life and I said yes to that and I said yes to going out and doing things that made me uncomfortable, like going to these different clubs by myself and going going not only to sit in the corner and experience it in solitude, but having to go in and interview people at the event and ask them what they thought. And I had like an interview with the, you know, maybe the person that was leading the event, whatever it was scary, but it was so cool. And I'm forever grateful that I did that because of all the things that I got to experience at because I did it. Like I interviewed a guy that summited Mount Everest all the way. Like I would never have gone to his speech if I wasn't writing for the paper, but I got to, and I'm so grateful for it. In the same light too of building confidence, I had mentioned the capability portion of it. And it's that idea that you're building resilience and learning to navigate uncertainty. It just makes you so much more of an adaptable person and a person that knows that they can handle themselves in situations and that they survive situations and that, you know matter what, you know that you have your back to get through it. Saying yes leads to self-love because it creates this alignment for yourself. You are showing up as the best version of yourself, and you have physical proof of showing up as the best version of yourself. So much of the time, I am trying to be my best self, but a lot of it is me in my own head. You know, I think because I think this way and I ruminate about these things, that that means that I am X, Y, and Z. But when you actually go out into the world and experience something that falls into alignment with your best self and then act in alignment with your best self in that situation, because maybe you're a little uncomfortable and so you have to channel your self-improvement, inner growth tools, you feel so proud of yourself because you're just fully immersing yourself in the person that you want to be and immersing yourself in the person that you want to become. It's really cool to create that alignment. Okay, but Sarah, you've told me so many times that I shouldn't do things I don't want to do. Just because I feel I should do them, that's not a good enough reason. I mean, literally yesterday, you told me that I shouldn't say yes to things out of guilt because I feel like I have to. So what opportunities should I be saying yes to? Valid, like so valid. And that is all super true. So you have to build the skill of recognizing what opportunities are worth your yes. A big thing to notice is if it makes you excited, but scared. If you feel that excited feeling, if you feel like, you know, it jolts something inside of you, but you're like, oh, that terrifies me. I can't even imagine doing that. But I love that idea. It's probably something you should say yes to. So doing that, you know, excited, but scared test on things. Okay. Am I more scared than excited? Maybe, but I am excited. I do feel that. I know it in my bones that it makes me feel excited and not just like, oh fuck, I would rather not do that. I do not want to do that. That's not going to fill my cup. You know what I mean? Two totally different animals. So keeping your eye out for the things that make you feel that jolt of excitement. Ask yourself, is this something that aligns with who I want to become? If it is something that is in alignment with your best self, it's also probably a good indicator that it's something you should say yes to. Build your intuition muscle. Build the skill of separating intuition from fear. You have to understand the difference between a healthy challenge and something that does not serve you. Going back to the podcast for me as an example, there are times I would rather jump out the window than have to work on the podcast. You know, you guys remember I took that like several month stint that I didn't post anything for a while. And, you know, that maybe because at that time it wasn't serving me. I wasn't happy. I was so over consumed with like what I thought the podcast should look like. And I wasn't making progress and all of this stuff. So, you know, it wasn't serving me at that point and I had to take a break. But the truth is, a lot of it comes down to like a healthy challenge. Like with the 28 days, I am laying on my couch at night, probably stoned, and am like, oh my God, the last thing, I do not want to like fucking have to like wake up and record and do all of that. But every morning I wake up, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. And like nothing holds me back from doing it. Or maybe a good example is not during the 28 days. And it's that I had I have an interview lined up with somebody, and interviews make me really nervous. You know, every time I get on the camera with somebody, I do feel afraid every single time. I just, because I've told you guys so many times, I'm not good at small talk. I'm not, you know, good at talking to other people that I don't know. And so it makes me feel scared, but I know that it is a healthy challenge for me. I know I always feel good about it. I know I always love those episodes. I also know they're the easiest to edit. And so I have a lot of motivation to want to say yes to those things. It's just that, you know, I might need a little bit of an extra push, but it's not that it doesn't serve me as a whole. When it didn't serve me, I couldn't even do it anymore. I had to let it go because I had so much other pent-up resentment surrounding the podcast. That when I was able to, you know, bring it back with a healthier view, it serves me again. And I just have to push through that, those, you know, lazy feelings, essentially. But being able to tell the difference between the healthy challenge and what's no longer serving me is super important. And being able to know intuitively when things don't serve you anymore, or being able to know intuitively what things do serve you. Let go of the need to be 100% ready. Growth happens in action. It doesn't happen in perfection. And so if an opportunity shows up and you feel like, oh, but I'm not fully comfortable with doing that, I, you know, don't know how to do that, I might make an ass out of myself if I try to do that. The truth is, you know, you're not going to get anywhere by not doing anything at all. You have to take the action, even if it's sucky action, in order to move in a positive direction, in order to move in a forward direction. Otherwise, you're just going to stay stagnant and honestly probably disappointed that you didn't say yes to an opportunity that you most likely should have. We're going to take this stuff and we're going to put it into action, because if we put it into action through our daily action challenge and through our journaling prompt, we'll be able to remember what this feels like and apply it to our life when it comes up in the future. So take a moment to do one thing today that pushes you out of your comfort zone to say yes, and be introspective and self-reflect on what it is that you are feeling now and what you need to do in the future in order to apply this. So today's daily challenge is say yes to something today that you would normally hesitate on. Big or small, just take the step. And then your journaling prompt is, what is something you've been afraid to say yes to? What's holding you back? How would your life change if you took the leap? Growth happens when you embrace discomfort and you trust yourself to figure things out as you go. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about curating a peaceful digital space and how setting boundaries with the things that you're consuming online really help you love yourself more. If you find yourself saying yes to something that you would normally hesitate on today, or you have some really good realization, reflection when you're doing your journaling prompt, please share it with me at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. I would love to see you and I would love to cheer you on. Keep your mind open to opportunities. You have no idea where a single yes might lead you. If you have not already, please make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one episode of the 28 Days of Self-Love. Thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you tomorrow.